You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Another scam is rearing its ugly little head in the city of Green Bay. Sophisticated phishing scams are targeting residents, property owners, and local businesses involving Green Bay City permit applications and board or committee processes. The city is warning that the fraudulent scheme involves emails that appear to come from city officials or departments. The emails use official city logos, addresses, and other legitimate details. They then request urgent payment of thousands of dollars for permit or application review fees. The city is warning residents not to respond to these emails. Don't click on any links or provide personal data. For more details and examples of what the scam emails look like, see the story on our website. Speaking of scams, the New Community Shelter, a homeless shelter in Green Bay, was the victim of a $90,000 scam. They thought they had received a generous donation. That was not the case. Almost all of the funding for the New Community Shelter does come from donations from businesses, organizations, and individuals. The shelter's currently raising funds for a housing complex and is also trying to raise its budget to allow the emergency shelter, transitional housing, and community meal program to continue. The Green Bay Area School Board selected Samantha Meister to fill the seat vacated when Koo Lee resigned in May. Meister was chosen from an original field of 16 individuals. She's an associate professor of education at UW Green Bay. The vote to choose Meister was not a unanimous one. Andrew Becker and Alex Minot voted no. Their preferred candidate was former school board member Rick Crossan. Crossan would have been the only Black board member. Meister will serve until April of 2026, when an election will be held. Two federal indictments on child pornography charges were returned this week. 29-year-old Brandon Bugren of Shawano is accused of creating several videos of himself and a toddler engaged in sexual activity and then using the internet to sell them. Meanwhile, 57-year-old Todd Grimm of Menasha is also facing child pornography charges. He was indicted in federal court for allegedly receiving child pornography three times in 2023. When a school district doesn't have enough money to operate or build new facilities, they ask for a tax increase through a referendum. Some state lawmakers want to put a stop to that. Joanne Krulatz has more.
At the Capitol, a bill to restrict how school districts could request tax increases through referendums had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee on Thursday. Delafield Republican Representative Cindy Duchow says too many districts are asking for more money. She wonders how much money is too much money for school districts. Eau Claire Democrat Christian Phelps says districts are already practicing fiscal responsibility by asking their voters for a tax increase and wondered why Republicans would want to strip local control from schools. The bill is unlikely to be signed by Governor Tony Evers if it makes it through the legislature.
Meanwhile, some state lawmakers are expressing concerns about this proposed legislation to include a plain language explanation for ballot referendums. The legislation specifies that the explanation should be written by the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, but could be revised by lawmakers afterwards. Critics of the proposal say the legislative majority could have too much control over the process. They also argue that the language of the legislation fails to define exactly what plain language means, and that it lacks an enforcement mechanism to ensure fairness. The state Supreme Court has struck a blow to the Republican-led legislature, saying lawmakers can't hold up the Attorney General from finalizing settlements in lawsuits. In a decision issued Tuesday, the court said that when lawsuits involve things like civil enforcement, those, the court said, are up to the executive branch. It partially undoes a 2018 lame duck law requiring the Department of Justice to get approval from the legislature's budget committee before settling. The state Supreme Court has a liberal majority, but Tuesday's opinion was unanimous, and it was written by one of the state's more conservative justices, Brian Hagedorn. The decision comes as Call announced Monday that Wisconsin and 54 other attorneys general plan to move forward with the $7.4 billion settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. The suit accuses Purdue of aggressively marketing painkillers and fueling the opioid crisis. Under the agreement, Wisconsin would receive around $80 million, about half of that in the first 3 years. That's in addition to the more than $780 million already awarded to Wisconsin and its local governments from earlier opioid-related settlements. Call says while the money helps, it's impossible to fully make up for the harm.
We're never going to be able to get the kind of recovery that I believe matches the scale of the harm done, even in dollars and cents terms, let alone given the horrific human toll from this epidemic.
Under the proposed Purdue settlement, the Sackler family would be shielded from future lawsuits from Wisconsin. Payments would be spread over 15 years, but more than half of the money would come more quickly in the next 3 years or so. Churches and communities in the Deep South have been quietly celebrating Juneteenth since 1866, but the oldest official city-sponsored celebration comes from Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Preparations are underway for the nation's oldest and longest Juneteenth parade. The Milwaukee tradition takes off Thursday morning with the parade and festival along Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. At night, the festivities continue at Summerfest with live performances by the Isley Brothers and Eric Benet. It's an official holiday, so city offices will be closed and garbage collection rescheduled.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers take on the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, making his second career start for Milwaukee. The Brewers won for 10 last night with runners in scoring position on the way to a 5-3 loss to the Cubs. Pat Murphy.
You look at the box scores tonight. If you look at 15 box scores, there's going to be six teams that are something like that. You got to hit with guys in scoring position, and we didn't.
The Cubs now with a 6.5 game lead over Milwaukee in the NL Central. Hockey. The Florida Panthers skating past the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 to win the Stanley Cup for a second year in a row, 4-2. NFL, the Packers' new president and CEO says there's no immediate plans to renew the contracts of Matt LaFleur or GM Brian Gutekunst. I asked Ed Policy what will be his focus as he takes over.
Keep the Packers in Green Bay. The big things there will be continuing to maintain and evolve Lambeau Field so that it remains not just iconic but also state-of-the-art.
That's the new Packers president, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Warren Beatty and Barbara Streisand have known each other for over 70 years. While talking to The New Yorker, the Star is Born actress said that she and Beatty had a fling after they were both famous, and when pressed as to whether or not they actually consummated the relationship, she said they slept in the same bed a few times, but she honestly couldn't remember if they actually did it. I'm sure they only made it to second base. The subject of someone's weight is always touchy. Do you tell them they're getting a little tubby, or keep it to yourself? In the case of Arnold Schwarzenegger and his son Christopher, the Terminator decided not to say anything. Schwarzenegger says his son is lean now, but he and Christopher's mom, Maria Shriver, decided to suggest healthy foods and exercise instead of telling him he was 30 pounds overweight. I've seen photos, and that's a conservative estimate at best. At the recent inaugural Beecher Vitality Happy and Healthy Summit, Christopher attributed his weight loss to giving up bread for Lent. The old bread for Lent bit, also known as Ozempic. Pop singer Neza might have gone to her last Dodger game. At least that's what she says. If you're wondering why, it's because she was told to sing the Star Spangled Banner in English, but decided to sing it in Spanish anyway. This all happened last Saturday on the day of the No Kings protest taking place all over the country. The singer posted a TikTok video of a Dodgers executive telling her to sing it in English and then part of her performance, which was in Spanish. For what it's worth, it was received with enthusiastic applause. The Pitt is a hit for Max, and fans of the intense medical drama will be happy to know that season 2 production is underway. According to Variety, the show stars Noah Wiley as an ER doctor. Sound familiar? It was renewed in February. The Pitt takes place at the fictitious Pittsburgh Trauma Medical Hospital. Wiley also executive produces the show alongside John Wells, who executive produced NBC's ER. Season 2 of The Pitt will premiere in January 2026. Carrie Bradshaw, aka Sarah Jessica Parker, recently spoke to Huffington Post UK. During the interview, she talked about the backlash she received for playing Bradshaw on HBO's HBO's Sex and the City. Parker discussed the double standard between men and women and how women are treated differently when they're portrayed as cheaters on TV. Parker made a point to say that her character on And Just Like That is judged similarly decades later. New episodes of And Just Like That premiere Thursdays on Max. For those of you who are like me and live in a remote area, there is good news regarding a new comedy to check out. Friendship is now available to stream, according to the New York Post. The A24 cringe comedy that asks the question, should men have friends, stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd and had a modest but successful limited theatrical run. Friendship is available to stream on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a high in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then some clearing late, a low close to 60. Partly sunny, warmer, little muggy on Thursday, highs mid-80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.